Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 214 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And thank you for listening. Man, my place is a mess. I am in the process of moving, and let me tell you about movers. I love them. I appreciate them lifting this stuff up the stairs. I'm glad I'm at the point I can hire movers and not bother friends and ask them to do it. The movers are great for the first 75% of the job. They load up the house, fine. They get everything in your truck. They bring the truck to the new place. They start unloading. Then they get tired. Once they get tired, anything goes anywhere. I can't find things. I found a subwoofer in the guest bathroom. I found my winter coats in my bedroom closet. Yes, I live in LA and I have winter coats. Hey, I travel. And so on. Still can't find the speakers that go with this computer that I'm recording this on. And, well, it's an adventure. Every box you open, who knows what might be in there. It's Christmas time at my house, I guess. Anyway, that's what's going on in my life. What's going on in the world? You know, you've heard me say it a million times. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And to go into the Trump stuff, and here's the thing. This is the problem with Trump. We said about a year and a half ago, we weren't going to make this normal. Ladies and gentlemen, it is normal. What happened over the weekend? Easter Sunday at the Easter egg hunt at the White House. Trump couldn't name the White House. He called it a building or a house or whatever it is. And he said it was in tippy-top shape. Yeah. We still have the sex scandal going on with Stormy Daniels. The fake news tweets. Here we go. You heard it. This Sinclair Broadcasting thing. Now, Sinclair is not a network. It is a company that owns numerous stations. And these stations are supposed to be local news stations in various markets, but they're all made the same statement about, you know, fake news and CNN and NBC and blah blah blah. Again, it's the new normal. Trump lies. We don't even care anymore. We don't, because we've been beaten into submission, and all of this is normal. So I don't even want to go into it. The Sinclair thing, the right-wing news thing, I will go into this. The right-wing, when they talk about the left-wing being victims and bleeding-heart liberals and diapers and blah, 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 nobody cries more than the right. You know, now we have Laura Ingraham. Okay, you remember Laura, the woman who told LeBron to shut up and dribble. She was a hateful right-wing radio host who's become a hateful right-wing TV host on Fox. And she attacked a young kid named Hogg about one of the Parkland shooting protesters, one of the kids from the high school, was turned down by a few colleges, so she attacked him over that and blah, blah, blah. And there was pushback. He said, you know, to the advertisers, why do you advertise on her show? Advertisers boycotted the show, and make no mistake, money talk, and advertisers pulled out, and then she went on vacation. She apologized. She said, there shouldn't be this type of behavior on Holy Week, and then she went on vacation, which, of course, was pre-planned before all of this. So now you have the right-wing whining on numerous fronts. For one thing, and this is the funniest one, they're complaining that Laura Ingraham is treated differently than the men. In other words, Sean Hannity attacked the kids from Parkland, and Tucker Carlson attacked the kids from Parkland, and Laura Ingraham attacked them, and Laura's show got boycotted. So she's saying, listen, I hate the same way men hate. Why am I penalized for my hate? That's an amazing argument. That's an amazing thing to whine about. Also, the right wing is complaining, saying that they're losing their free speech. Well, no, you're not losing your free speech. See, free speech, you're allowed to say anything. Just understand there could be penalties for what you say. So, Laura, if you want to attack a high school kid whose school was shot up and say he's a bad person or imply that he's dumb or manipulated by so-and-so. You can say that all you want. You can say any horrible thing about him you want. But there may be penalties, like your advertisers pulling out of your show. They're also whining about, now this is interesting. So the Atlantic magazine hired a right-wing hate writer. Let me get his name. Okay. Kevin Williamson. And Kevin Williamson talked about things like women who have abortions should be hanged. Yes, he said that. And the usual right-wing racism and blah, blah, blah. So now the right is saying, and people are saying that he shouldn't be writing for the Atlantic magazine because of these views. So now the right wing, like Breitbart and Red State and all of that, are saying, why are liberals so afraid of ideas that are outside of their comfort zone? Yeah, that's their thing. Afraid of ideas outside their comfort zone. You know, right wing, like science, you know, global warming, the world is round, the earth is more than 5,000 years old. All of these things you're afraid your children might learn, that black people and Mexican people are human, that gay people are not evil nor out to rape them. You know, truth. Yeah, that idea is outside of your comfort zone. That scared the hell out of you. It's amazing. So that's it. I don't know how to, you know, yeah, I'm left wing. Yeah, I fuck with the right. But why not? Why not? Because what they're whining. Like, they're whining little bitches. All right, listen. You want to stand up for your hate. You want to stand up for your 50s mentality. And again, might be 1850s, might be 1950s, whatever. Just don't get mad when you get called out on it. Don't whine when you get caught in your lies or when people don't back you up for attacking a high school student. Don't shut up. Man the fuck up, all right? If you're going to say it, back it up. Don't whine when you're called out on it. The thing with Sinclair Broadcasting, to send out this statement and have it read by all your anchors and people, because these are all local stations and most of these people are non-union and not protected. In other words, corporate says read it, you have to read it. And the idea was they wanted to make it sound like each one of them thought of it themselves and it was their local news idea, but the evil left-wing mainstream media simply showed all of them reading the same thing in lockstep. And the right wing said, and again, the logic is difficult to follow, but it seems to work. They said that the left wing calling out the right wing doing this at the same time and all the left wing stations calling it out means all the left wing stations are actually in lockstep. No, the left wing stations are reporting it as news. See, if something's news, you're not in lockstep. If a plane crashes and everybody reports a plane crashed, that's not lockstep. Okay, let me switch it around. Say Barack Obama said something not true and every right-wing station grabbed it. Hell, he could say something that's true and they grab it as not true. You know what I mean. What else do we got? It's been 50 years. This week marks 50 years since the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. If you are within 300 miles of Memphis, Tennessee, I would say it's worth that much of a drive, that much of a radius, to go to the Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel where he was shot. It was fascinating, and they show the most disturbing thing to me was where the shot was fired from. They covered the different theories as to why and how he was assassinated. And, you know, I was reading something today. Make no mistake, Martin Luther King was not loved at the time of his battles. A lot of America didn't like Martin Luther King. You know why? Because he made them uncomfortable. Remember that, right wing? Remember that word you use? Uncomfortable. Yeah, he said a lot of things that made a lot of people uncomfortable. And they didn't like the marches, and they didn't like the power he was developing. And I'm not just talking about the FBI and all of that. I'm talking about people. You know, there were polls. A lot of white people didn't like him. There were some black, but most white people did not like Martin Luther King, and they didn't like his methods, and they and he called out the moderate white person who didn't dislike racism. But Martin Luther King, you know, and sometimes it takes history to put something in perspective. We now know what a phenomenal, amazing man he was. And I hate to say this, but it's almost, it is, it's good to see he's not here, seeing all of his work undone. It's good to see he's not, and not that he was assassinated, that's not good, but just that he's not here to see what we as a nation have become. We are once again divided by hatred and fear. The Voting Rights Act is being decimated. Civil Rights Act under attack being decimated. We have a racist in the White House. Police still killing unarmed people of color with no penalty. We have Fox News. Can you imagine what Fox News would have done to Martin Luther King? It's ridiculous. We're marching again. We have large marches, Women's March, the March for Life. But now, instead of being attacked by police and dogs, they're attacked by news outlets. They're attacked by Fox News with this bullshit conspiracy theories and all of that. And I could go on, but yeah. The discrimination based on sexual orientation, the hashtag Me Too, and all the sexual assault that women are dealing with. And yeah, maybe it's good Martin Luther King isn't here to see it. I mean, yeah, he would have, you know, Barack Obama, that would have been an amazing thing for him to see, that America elected a black president. And I'm sure he would have been pretty happy with a lot of other advancements that have been made. In sports, you had the Williams sisters, you had Tiger. I'm not a big fan of Tiger anymore, but Tiger was Tiger. He was a great one. And, you know, it's, man, we could do better. We could do better. You know, people ask about my liberalism, about my left-wing thing, and do you love America? You liberals hate America. We love America more than the right wing because we don't want it to stay the same, and we don't want it to go backwards. We know that we could do better, and that's what we want to do. So hopefully we will. I ain't betting on it, but hopefully we will. What else is going on? Baseball games snowed out last week. I'm not psychic. I just know you ain't supposed to play baseball in the end of March. So when I see Yankee Stadium covered in snow, it's like, yeah, Major League Baseball, maybe you started a little too soon. Congrats to Villanova for winning the NCAA tournament, and good luck to the young basketball players who can now go pro and make the money that they should have been making during the NCAA tournament, before the NCAA tournament, and on and on and on. Those kids should be getting paid. And I'm headed to Qatar. I'm going to Qatar to do a show at an Air Force base, and I absolutely love that. I love opportunities to entertain the troops. For those who are curious, no, I don't do political humor there. I do a lot of get home humor. I do a lot of get out, what are you going to do when you get out of the Air Force? And I like to remind them they have a lack of women. We'll put it that way. Also camels, lots of camels. So there's that. I'm going to have a good time. It's a long ass flight, but it's going to be a good time and it's worth it. I am happy to do it. Love and respect the military. People will tell you otherwise, but it's true. I'm a left-wing son of a bitch who loves the military. Yeah, we all do. Yeah. And that's it. That's what I got. Spring is in the air. Wherever you are, I hope your weather's nice. I hope the snow is gone. And, you know, maybe by next podcast, I'll have unpacked some speakers so I can actually monitor what the hell I'm saying. And, man, if you saw my office right now, what a mess. Anyway, that's life. Moving on up, as my friend keeps saying. I love and thank you for listening. This is Alonzo asking, who's paying attention? You are. Do me a favor. Tell a friend to follow me on social media, whether it be on Twitter or ZoFunny at Instagram. And if you got friends in Detroit, let them know I'll be there next weekend. Comedy Castle. I'm headed your way, Detroit. Thank you for listening. That's the podcast.